batas. Pagbibigay linaw at kaalaman para sa bayan sa mga legal na usapin, libreng konsultasyon at tulong na may kinalaman sa batas. Bayan at batas. Kaalaman at serbisyong legal dito sa Radyo ng Bayan.
Magandang gabi po sa ating mga tagapakinig. Welcome sa ating palatuntunan. Ngayon pong araw na ito ng Linggo, ika-24 sa buwan ng Marso, ngayong 2013. Ito po si Ben Blones. At syempre kasama pa rin natin ang ating mga kaibigang abogado. Unahin natin si Attorney Marvin Aceron. Attorney Marvin.
Ms. Ben, episode 125.
Mm-hmm.
Magandang gabi.
Magandang gabi din.
Pang Sunday na umuulan.
Oo nga eh.
This is unusual.
Mm-hmm.
At ngayong gabi po, tayo ay magkakaroon ng tribute para kay Justice Isagani Cruz,
mm-hmm.
ang yumaong dating Associate Justice ng Korte Suprema ng Pilipinas.
Okay. So, mamaya po, tatalakayin natin yan. Samantala, hindi pala ako nila. Samantala, kasama natin dito si Attorney Noel Punzalan.
Magandang gabi. Medyo tinamaan na ako ng weather at medyo inuubo-ubo na ako kanina. Medyo mawawala na ako ng boses. Munti na lang.
Mm-hmm. Pareho tayo.
Medyo na medyo kamamatay lang po ni Justice Isagani Cruz noong March 21. So, napag-isip namin na magbigay pugay sa kanya. Kasi pag siya hong binabasa namin yung desisyon ni napakagango ng aming pagbabasa. Ayun. Binabati ko yung mga pumasa ng bar last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yung pinsa
si,
ko na.
Si Celestino Viernes Jr.
Oh.
A.K.A. Friday.
Ay, si Friday. Aming associate. Yung aking pumangkin. Binabati ko rin kaso medyo na-intriga ng konti. Si Jose Lorenzo Sereno ay pumasa din. Galing naman ho siyang Ateneo. Kayo mag-alala. May karapatan naman pumasa yun.
Easy.
Gumpisa pa lang, ha?
Delikado yan, ha?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, mga kaibigan, 0920-923-6509 ang itatext ninyo. Bandang 7:30, may tanong si Attorney Ponzi.
Text
number 2.
Okay. Ayan,
text. Mamaya, habang dinidiscuss natin yung buhay, at meron tayong special representative case sa body of jurisprudence na isinulat ni Justice Isagani Cruz. May isa kaming napiling kaso.
Maiba ako, wala nga pala tayo next week. Ano?
Tayo next week dahil Easter Sunday at ang government station ay puro music lang.
Mukhang naka-hook up yata ako sila sa DZBR.
DWBR,
sorry. Yes. DWBR. FM nga pala yun. DWBR.
Ay, so, hindi habang tayo nagpapahinga.
Habang nagpapahinga, sana nasa beach tayo at umiinom ng Corona. No? Corona beer.
Okay.
Okay.
So, medyo gusto nang maglasing ni Attorney Ponzi.
Agod eh. Init.
Bakit ba gusto nang maglasing?
Justice Isagani Cruz po, mga kaibigan, ay taga Manila. Mm-hmm. Siya po ay nag-aral sa Legarda Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
Alam ba kung saan yun? Sa Legarda yun.
Malamang sa Legarda.
Actually, matagal ako sa San Beda nag-aral. Yung Legarda, isang mahabang kalye yun sa tabi ng kanto ng Benjola all the way up to papuntang Quiapo. Yung Legarda, bandaron yata sa may Bima pa. No?
Hmm.
At pagkatapos nun, nag-aral siya ng high school sa Mapa High School.
Yun. Mapa High School.
Sinasabi niya rito sa kanyang article na isinulat sa Inquirer noong siya ay 80 years old, October 10, 2004. Na nung nandun daw siya sa Mapa High School, siya ay nanalo sa isang writing contest. At nakapanalo siya ng Ever Sharp Fountain Pen.
Ooh, Ever Sharp Fountain Pen.
Pagkatapos, kumikita siya ng 2 piso dahil siya ay nakakapag-publish ng literary work sa graphic student literary page. Si Justice Isagani Cruz po ay writer talaga kahit pala nung high school siya.
Writer by nature talaga.
Yes. Siya rin po ay naging pinakaunang editor-in-chief ng The Mapa Zet. Ito yung newspaper ng Vimapa High School. Tapos nung siya ay nasa UP para mag-aral, nagkaroon ng gera. The Pacific War broke out. At lang lahat ng ROTC students ay ni-require na mag-report para ma-detail sa harap ng gera. Kaya lang nung sabi na rito, on Christmas Day, we were disbanded and told to go home. At sila ay, yun nga, na panahon ng gera, hindi na siya nakapagtapos ng pag-aaral noon. Samantala, nung matapos ang gera, nakapag-umpisa siya ng law sa University of the Philippines. At pagkatapos ay lumipat sa
MLQ,
Manuel L. Quezon University, where he graduated in 1951.
Cum laude.
Cum laude. Wow. Ito nakakatawa. I will be reading from his own column, no? I had two sweethearts, Sally in the morning and Karing in the afternoon. When Karing noticed I was wearing Sally's school ring in the afternoon, she broke up with me and for several days attended classes without makeup.
Umiiyak na mga mata.
She recovered soon enough with Bart, whom she later married, and during our bar review, gave me a pile of law books to read. Yeah, what a sweet girl. And I was disappointed later when I placed 8th in the bar exams. So, disappointed siya dahil 8 lang siya.
8 lang siya. Ayos, sarapat.
Well, yung kanyang, di ba si Karing at saka si Sally, yung si Sally na pangasama niyon eventually.
Nastiktuan na tuloy siya.
Nastiktuan.
Ayo.
So, si Justice Cruz na dalawa. Isa sa umaga, isa sa hapon.
Isa.
Okay rin. Yeah.
Isa.
Before his appointment to the High Court, Justice Cruz served as chairman of the Code of Commission of the Department of Justice. Ito yung Civil Code Commission, no? From 1966 to 1972.
Oh, Civil Code.
Then he was senior partner of the Laurel Law Office and dean of the Lyceum School of Law, which is from 1963 to 1968. He was a bar reviewer on political law and international law in the University of the East, San Beda College, Ateneo de Manila University, and University of Manila. And then he published several books, including several editions of constitutional law. Ito, ginamit ko ito. No. Kasi masyadong mahaba yung Bernas.
No.
Madaling maintindihan yung constitutional law ni Justice Cruz. No? International law and Philippine political law. Decisions and dissents of Justice Isagani Cruz. Yeah. And then meron siyang father and daughter book, co-authored Res Geste, A Brief History of the Supreme Court. Yan. Ikaw ba, Attorney Ponzi, ano bang naalala mo kay Justice Isagani Cruz?
Basta, ang naalala ko sa kanya, pag decision na niya yung kailangan nating basahin na assignment, nagpapahinga tayo ng kote. Medyo madaling lunukin ang kanyang mga decision. Kasi he is a writer by nature. Diba? Talagang writer siya eh.
Ako, si Justice Sagani Cruz, ang naalala ko sa kanya. No? Maraming panahon ko kasi sa law school, kung kayo yung magbabalak mag-abogado, at sana wag na lang, ano? parang ayaw mo na mag-aral.
Oo.
Kasi una-una, mahirap basahin yung mga desisyon. Mm-hmm. Napakarami, napakahaba. Pero nagkakaroon ng human interest. Kahit anong klaseng kaso, nagkakaroon ng interesting sidelights kapag ang desisyon ay isinulat ni Justice Sagani Cruz.
Magaling magsulat.
Parang nabubuhay yung batas kasi yung kaso nabubuhay rin sa nagbabasa.
Oo.
Kaya po ako, siguro hindi lang isa, dalawa, tatlong desisyon ni Isagani Cruz ang para naging paborito ko dahil yan yung tipong nagsabi sa akin, sige, magtuloy ka sa pagiging abogado kasi
mayroon palang pag-asa.
May pag-asa naman. Hindi ka naman pwedeng, hindi mo naman kailangan maging parang super straight na batas lang. Mayroon talagang human interest. Mayroon talagang tao sa likod ng mga batas na batas at desisyon na binabasa nyo.
Ito, mayroon pang sinabi si Chief Justice Enrique Fernando, Justice Cruz. His interest in writings other than legal undoubtedly contributes to his polished and elegant opinions. So,
yes.
Wow. Tapos sabi ni Chief Justice Claudio Tiahangki, called him the lyricist of the court. Wow.
Lyricist.
Lyricist okay. of the court.
Isa sa mga na-discuss na nating mga desisyon dito na ni Justice Sagani Cruz, yung dissenting opinion niya dun sa, or dissenting ba, or main opinion siya, Marcos Manglapos. Hindi ko maalala.
Parang,
pero hindi ko makakalimutan yung opinion niya dun sa Marcos Manglapos case. So, let's discuss one of his cases. Ito ay kanyang dinesisyonan noong April 15, 1988. He was appointed to the Supreme Court by Corazon Aquino.
No? Noong kailan nga ba siya?
Pagkatapos ng EDSA 1, noong presidente si Cory.
Oo, siya ay April 16, 1986.
Yes, mga one of the first appointees.
And served until October 11, 1994 upon reaching the mandatory retirement age of 70.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we all know him for his column that he wrote in Inquirer, which he began in 1990.
Mm-mm. Separate opinion.
Separate opinion. Tapos tinigil lang niya to just a few years ago dahil
2010.
Nagkasakit na siya eh. Matanda na.
Pero may anak siyang writer. No? May anak ba siyang writer din? Isagani din?
Na Isagani Cruz is the critic from Lasal.
Mm.
Okay rin po yun, pero iba ho yung sa justice.
Oo. Oh.
Meron po siyang anak na professor sa UP sa San Beda, si Isagani Cruz Jr.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Itong kaso natin na i-discuss, ito po ay isinulat ni Justice Isagani Cruz. Ang title po ay Amadora versus
Court of Appeals.
Ito sa mga freshman sa atin sa law school. Ito yung siguro pambungad. Hindi naman pambungad, sa bandang anong to eh.
Bandang torch to eh.
Doon sa hindi.
Torch ba to na?
Sa Article
19, 2021.
Oh, tama, torch and damages. Pero pambungad to sa mga...
Sa civil code.
Nag-aaral ng civil code.
Civil code. Unang-unang, kung kayo ay dumaan sa ama, sa Ateneo, si Torny Mel Santa Maria o ang...
Nagtuturo doon.
Nagtuturo noon. Nagsimula siya sa panahon natin. Hanggang okay. Ngayon nandun pa siya.
Ito kasi magandang pag-usapan dahil may mga ganitong issues din in modern times. Although this case happened in April 16, 1972. Grabe, ang tagal. No?
Ang tagal.
At
no?
na-decision lang 1988. Ilang taon? 16 na taon. Basahin natin yung... Ito, maganda dito. No?
First paragraph?
Unang paragraph pa lang, may kwento na kagad. Kung baga sa... sa movie, alam mo na mag-sidetrack lang tayo, no? Sabi ni sino ba yun?
Sino?
Si Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh.
Ayan. Pag gumagawa ka ng pelikula, tatlong eksena lang. Ayan. Yung eksena sa umpisa, na malaki, sa bugan, ganyan. Pagkatapos, eksena sa patapos na malaking sa bugan din, ganyan. At paano mo nalang pagdikitin yun, yung sa gitna? Pagdidikitin mo nalang yung tatlo.
Yan ba? Okay na.
Kumbaga, yung kwento ng pelikula, sabi niya, pagdikit-dikit mo na lang yung tatlong eksena na yun, yun na yung movie mo.
Yun na yung movie mo.
Si Justice Sagani Cruz, sa unang paragraph pa lang, parang ito yung movie niya, andito na yung kwento. Hook ka na. Kumbaga, kaya kami na nagbabasa, kami mga estudyante nagbabasa ng desisyon niya.
First paragraph pa
first
lang.
First paragraph pa lang. Ba, maganda to ah.
Ano ka na?
Parang... parang nagbabasa ng John Le Carre na pelikula, na nobela.
Na-hook ka na.
Hook. Okay, basa. Tony Bonsi.
Sige, ako na.
Sige.
Like any prospective graduate, Alfredo Amadora was looking forward to the commencement exercises where he would ascend the stage and in the presence of his relatives and friends, receive his high school diploma. These ceremonies were scheduled on April 16, 1972. As it turned out, though, fate would intervene and deny him that awaited experience. On April 13, 1972, while they were in the auditorium of their school, the Colegio de San Jose Recoletos, a classmate, Pablito Damon, fired a gun at mortally hit Alfredo, ending all his expectations and his life as well. The victim was only 17 years old.
Dun, 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 dun. Di ba? Parang
galing, ano?
Yan po, decision ng Supreme Court. Ah. Hindi po yung
hindi
nobela. Na,
hindi ito nobela. Galing, ano?
So, ano nangyari? Sa gusto mong makapakinig ng Tagalog.
Basta.
So, sabi niya dito, parang si Alfredo Amadora, gaya ng
kahit sinong high school na estudyante.
Sinong gagraduate.
Excited.
Maraming he's looking forward. Kumbaga, gusto niya makita yung kanilang graduation.
Pag-graduate na siya eh.
So, excited sila.
Tapos lahat. Tapos na ang SEM. Wala na. Yeah. Commencement exercises na lang hinihintay.
Diba? At yung graduation dapat ay April 16,
1972. Kaso?
Kaya lamang, noong April 13, 1972, nang siya ay pumunta sa auditorium ng kanilang eskwelahan, ang eskwelahan, Colegio de San Jose Recoletos. Ang kanyang
classmate,
si Pablito Damon, ay may dalang baril at binaril siya na kanyang ikinamatay. So, kaya lahat ng kanyang expectations,
kanyang pangarap,
ang kanyang buhay ay nawala na.
Nakitil.
The victim was only 17 years old.
17 years old.
Ito, kita ko agad, may implication to sa atin ngayon. No? Sa Amerika, maraming mahilig mamaril ng mga bata. Pero sa atin po, 1972, nangyari na pala ito. May namaril ng estudyante, sa kapwa estudyante, high school graduate, bago mag high school graduation. Ang bigat. Okay, ano nangyari? So, si Damon
was convicted
of homicide through reckless imprudence. Ang pinaka-issue ngayon kasi dito ay hinahabol ng mga kamag-anak ni Amadora.
Kanyang mga heredero.
Alfredo Amadora. Naghahabol sila ng daños perjuicios laban sa Colegio de San Jose Recoletos.
Rector.
Sa rector.
Dino Boys.
Sa high school principal. Sa Dean of Boys. Sa physics teacher. Kay ang mga estudyante kasama ni Damon ba? Dafon. Dafon. Dalawang Dafon estudyante. At ang kanilang mga
magulang.
Okay. Ano ba yung sinasabi ng batas na Article 2180 of the Civil Code na sinasabing naging dahilan kung bakit maaaring liable ang mga nabanggit na tao?
Ito. Nandito siya.
Ano bang pakibasa nga yung Article 2180?
2180. Yung huli lang ng paragraph. Lastly, teachers or heads of establishment of arts and trades shall be liable for damages caused by their pupils and students or apprentices so long as they remain in their custody.
Yun
ang ginamit
ulitin
nila.
Ulitin mo nga, Atty. Ponzi.
Ulitin natin.
Sinong liable?
Teachers or heads of establishments of
teachers
or heads of establishments of arts and trades,
okay,
shall be liable for damages caused by their pupils? And students or apprentices so long as they remain in their custody.
Okay, isa-isahin natin yung elemento ng pangyayari. Si Dafon, tapos na ang graduation. Bago pa lang mag-graduation, tapos na ang semester, ay pumasok para mag-submit ng physics
experimental project.
Yung kanyang teacher, physics teacher, ay wala doon.
Wala doon.
Isasubmit niya lang. Okay. At sa auditorium, nag-aabot sila
ni Amadora.
Si Dapon yung pumatay.
Si Dapon.
Nag-aabot sila ni Dapon at binaril siya doon. Okay. Ito ang magandang kwento. Itong si Dafon pala ay dati nang nahulihan ng baril noong kanilang Dean of Boys. Subalit, itong baril na ito na nahuli sa kanya ay isinuli. Ay,
binalik niya.
Noong Dean of Boys.
At hindi na ni-report.
So ang katanungan, liable ba ang Colegio de San Jose Recoletos, ang rector, ang high school principal, ang dean of boys, ang physics teacher, at yung mga kaklase ni Dafon na kasama. Mayroon palang mga rest back pang kasama to.
May seconds. May mga backup.
Okay.
Okay, ano? Break mo na?
Pwede na tayo mag-break?
Sige. Okay, pwede. Sige.
Bitin naman tayo, no?
So, mamaya po, pagpapatuloy natin yung ating pinag-uusapan. Samantala, meron muna tayong ilang mga paalala.
Ngayon, mapapakinggan na ang PBS Radyo ng Bayan saan mang panig ng daigdig.
Sa pamamagitan ng internet, mag-log on lamang sa www.pbs.gov.ph. I-click ang Radyo ng Bayan Live o kaya sa www.pinoywebcaster.com. I-click lamang ang Listen. Worldwide na ang PBS Radyo ng Bayan, ang Radyo ng Bayan.
Tangkilikin natin ang Radyo ng Pilipino, ang tinig ng mamamayan. Ito po ang inyong lingkod, Secretary Sunny Coloma, dito sa DZRB, Radyo ng Bayan, 738 kHz. Konektado ka!
Okay, balik ko tayo at meron na tayong 28 minuto makalipas ang alas 7. Attorney Marvin.
Miss Ben, 0920-9236-509 ang itetext ng ating mga kababayan. Ngayong Palm Sunday na umuulan,
palaspas.
Magtatanong si Attorney Punsalam.
Palaspas.
Texter number 2.
Palaspas.
Okay.
Ulan. Ano ang rango ni Justice Isagani Cruz nung siya ay nagpar?
Pumasa sa bar.
Siya? Pumasa sa bar. Pang-ilan po siya? Pang-ilan po siya? Siya ay top 10. Top-notcher po siya.
Pero malungkot siya.
Pero malungkot
siya. Kasi hindi ko siya number 1.
Oo, masama yata ang loob niya at di siya tapat.
Siguro number 2.
At ang kanyang grade ay 90.
Mataas
na yun. Rank.
Lalo na ng grade ko.
Lalo na. Ano, parang na tayo. actually, yung ang top notcher this year 85.
Mababa lang.
Mababa na rin. No? In fairness, parang may mahirap pero na exam eh. Isang exam raw doon. Kaya nagkaroon ng wag na. Wala natin pag-usapan niya. Kama bitter na naman ako.
Ang tanong po ano ang rango?
Anong rango na sa bar?
Hindi po sa eskwela.
Oo.
Philip ko sumagot ng cum laude. Mali yan.
Mali ho yan. May pagkakataon pa ho kayo. Magbigyan pa namin kayo ng pagkakataon.
Okay. Speaking about bar top notchers, ang galing ng bar top notcher natin ngayon. Ano? Kasi football, ano siya, player.
Tatay siya. Ang tatay niya ay professor ko.
Sino?
Si Attorney Eric Ingles.
Ah.
Ito ang maganda dito. Si Attorney Eric Ingles ay profesor ng Japanese.
Okay.
Galing ano, English pa, Spanish ng English, at siya ay profesor ng Japanese.
Pero ako, sinasabi ko kasi sa anak ko, gusto ko na rin sabihin dun sa mga estudyante ng batas, no? Balansehin yung mabuti ang sports life nyo, ang physical well-being nyo, with your academic well-being.
Correct.
Ito yung, kumbaga, primary example kung paano makukuha ng balanse at anong magiging resulta kapag balanse ang inyong physical fitness at ang inyong academic studies. No? You could actually top the bar. Kasi may mga nagtatanong sa akin, yung mga nagre-review sa bar this year, ang iba kasi pag ano bang tip mo sir pag magre-review sa bar? Iba sasabihin nila, ano, mag-aral ka, tatlong beses mo basahin yung ano,
tatlong round.
Yung iba naman sasabihin, hindi, gawin mong apat, tapos gising ka ng umaga, basahin mo bago ka kumain, bago ka matulog, mababasa ka. Ako hindi. Ang ina-advise ko, mag-exercise kayo araw-araw.
Mag-yoyoy bilyami kayo.
Yan. Mag-exercise araw-araw. Kukunting oras lang ang kailangan nyo i-google sa pag-aaral.
Kasi na-absorb
na. Dahil mas magaling maka-absorb ng information at maka-digest ng information ng isang taong malusog ang pangangatawa.
Pero meron pa tayo isang advice.
Ano?
Ayusin nyo ang inyong mga sulat.
O, yun.
Inyong mga handwriting.
Yan.
Gawan nyo
ng paraan. Kasi, tandaan nyo, kapag kayo'y nagkasakit during the bar at napakahirap po, dahil maraming magkakasakit dahil mahirap marami mag-review. Kapag kayo nagkasakit during the bar, baka hindi pa kayo makakuha ng bar.
Dahil hindi kayo makapasok. Wala hong makeup dyan.
Kami ni Attorney Punsala, nagkasakit kami.
Kami na, chicken pox kami ng dalawa. May naghawa sa akin. Yung roommate ko.
Ganun ang buhay.
Nagngangalang
kaya kailangan importante na magpakasigla kayo. Kumain kayo
hindi pwedeng balansi rin dapat. Yeah. Tsaka balanse rin yun. Hindi rin, hindi rin buhay puro aral.
Oh, tama yun. Sa ito na, lubos-lubosin ko na, no? Alam nyo, sa ibang bansa, gaya ng Russia, no? Ang mandatory time for exercise in the school is 4 hours a day.
4 hours a day.
4 hours a day.
A day.
A day, ha? Every day, 4 oras mm-hmm. dapat. Nag-exercise ka, naglalaro, et cetera.
Magaling.
Kaya yung kanilang mga leaders ngayon, kapag hindi nakakapag-exercise ng 4 hours, napapagod ka. Eh, hindi magandang kondisyon.
Tama rin yun.
So,
maganda yun.
So tayo, dapat ganun din. We should also focus on our physical health. Anyway, end of excursus, sabi nga nila. Mabalik tayo sa issue.
End of orbiter.
Under Article 2180, sinasabi dito, kung merong gagawing mali ang estudyante under the custody of a school of arts and trades, liable ang teacher at yung head. Ganon. So, kung babasahin mo sa facts, parang ano ba nangyari? Eh, binaril ni Pablito Dafon si Amadora. Eh, di liable. Parang ganon kasimple. Pero, tanongin muna natin, ano ba ang depensa noong school? Mga nung eskwelahan ng San Jose Recoletos?
Kasi ang school na yon ay isang institute
okay.
of learning. Hindi po siya establishment of art and trade.
Oo, dalawa palang bagay yun.
Mm-hmm.
Kapag sinabing institute of learning, mm-hmm. hindi rin yun yung establishment of arts
art and
trades.
Hindi siya trade school.
Vocational, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, may distinction between mm-hmm. academic and non-academic. Correct. Yun ang depensa po ng eskwelahan. Okay. Sila daw ay academic. Yung provision daw ng civil code ay para sa mga vocational.
Actually, yun ang decision ng Court of Appeals.
Yun ang decision ng Court of Appeals. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ano pang depensa?
No custody.
Bakit?
Eh, nagsasubmit na lang naman ng ano eh. Ng,
magaling ang abogado niya.
Nagsasubmit na lang siya ng, wala, tapos na ang SEM eh. Nothing has to do. Nagsubmit lang ng requirements sa physics itong si ano si okay. Dapon ba to si Dapon.
So nagsasubmit lang ng requirements sa physics si Amadora at si Dapon. Wala na raw custody.
Wala nang custody.
Kasi tapos nang SIM.
Tapos
na. Naman naman mag-graduate na eh 3 days after graduation na eh. Okay. So ngayon dito medyo nag-isip ang Korte Suprema. At ipinakita ni Justice Isagani Cruz sa desisyon. Kung paano ba nag-isip? Ang ginawa ng Supreme Court, nag-review. Bakit mo kahit Supreme Court nag-review, no? Nag-review ng mga kaso na similar o pareho dito sa pangyayaring ito. Yan. Ito mga kaibigan, medyo you have to bear with us, ha? Huwag kayong malilito kasi kami, muntik na kami malito dito. Okay. Nireview niya muna ang isang kaso. Anong kaso ito?
Exconde versus Exconde. Capuno.
Ano nangyari sa Exconde case?
Si Capuno, isang Boy Scout.
Okay.
Nag-attend ng Rizal Day Parade.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos nung parade, sa Rizal Day Parade, yan, on the instructions of school supervisor. Tapos nung parade na to, itong
malikot
si itong si Dante Capuno ay sumakay sa jeep. At minaneho to recklessly at nagpaikot-ikot.
Yeah.
At may namatay na dalawang
pasahero. Ay. So, okay. Anong nangyari kay Dante?
Si Dante na convict. Okay. Tatay niya liable the solidarily for damages.
Kasi 15 years old lang siya.
Oo. Ayun.
At ang sabi ng Supreme Court diyan, wala ang kasalanan ang eskwelahan.
Kasi hindi rin naman kinasuhan yung school.
Oh, kasi sabi niya, it was not a school of arts and trades. Mm-hmm. Boy Scout lang yan. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yun.
Pagkatapos, sige, yan ang Exconde case. Mm-hmm. Ano naman ang sunod na kaso?
Yung Mercado.
Mercado case. Ano nangyari sa Mercado case?
Nasaan yung Mercado case?
Ito, a student.
Ito to. May student. Nilaslasan yung classmate niya ng razor during recess time. Sa Lourdes na ko, Lourdes Catholic School. Hindi, sa Mandaluyong ako.
Okay.
Mas malala, hindi man mas malala ako, nasa Mandaluyong yun. Tapos yung parents ng victim, kinasuhan yung parents nung nung nagano naglaslas sa kanyang pulso. Ayun ko, basta nilaslasan siya.
Okay. At ang sabi ni ng Supreme Court, liable ba ang eskwelahan ng Lourdes School?
Hindi pa rin.
Kasi it was not an establishment of arts and trades.
Tapos dinagdagan, walang custody requirement. Yun. Ang contemplation daw ng custody ay yung student nakatira at naka-board sa teacher.
Border pa dapat.
Border ng teacher. Such that the control, direction, and influences on the pupil supersede those of the parents.
Okay. Namumuro na. Namumuro. Sige. Pangatlong kaso
pangatlo
dito
ay Palisok versus Brillantes.
Ano nangyari dito?
May 16-year-old na estudyante napatay ng pambubugbog.
Suntok
sa
lang,
no? Manila Technical Institute.
Anong eskwelahan to?
Hindi ko alam.
Anyway, sige.
Ikaw ang expert sa mga schools.
ito, Manila Technical Institute, siguro mapuwa to or ano?
Hindi ko alam. Hindi ko alam.
MTI. Hindi MIT. MTI.
Baka naging TIP yan. Technological siguro, Institute siguro. Of the Philippines. Yan, ganun.
PUP siguro.
Tapos yung wrongdoer, of age na. Hindi boarding sa school. Diba? Yung teacher at yung teacher in charge naging liable.
Okay.
Diba?
At ito ang explanation ni Justice Tihangki sa salitang custody. Ikaw na magbasa.
The phrase cited in the article, so long as the students remain in their custody, means the protective and supervisory custody that the school and its heads and teachers exercise over the pupils and students for as long as they are in attendance in the school, including recess time. Kasi recess nga naman nangyari yun, di ba? There is nothing in the law that requires that such liability to attach the pupil or student who commits the tortious act must live and board in the school. As erroneously heard held by the lower court and the dicta of Mercado as well as Exconde, on which it relied must now be deemed to have been set aside by this present decision. So, hindi kailangan board.
Hindi kailangan board.
Basta, school time.
Mm-hmm.
Ito. Attendance sa school, including recess time.
Pwede. Okay. Ayun. Medyo kumaliwa.
Mm-hmm.
Pero kung, pero parang naging llamado si Amadora.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Parang.
Parang lang. Mm-hmm. Pero ngayon, nag-isip ang Korte Suprema, kailangan bang may distinction ang School of Arts and Trades at ang isang non-academic institution at isang academic institution? So sabi nila, hindi kailangan. So nung binasa nila uli ang Civil Code, sabi nila, palagay namin, there is no substantial distinction between the academic and the non-academic schools insofar as torts committed by their students are concerned. The same vigilance, and I'm reading from the decision, the same vigilance is expected from the teacher over the students under his control and supervision, whatever the nature of the school where he is teaching. The suggestion in the Exconde and Mercado cases is that the provision would make the teacher or even the head of the School of Arts and Trades liable for an injury caused by any student in its custody. But if that same tort was committed in an academic school, no liability would attach to the teacher or the school head. All other circumstances being the same, the teacher or the head of the academic school would be absolved, whereas the teacher and the head of the non-academic school would be held liable.
Mm-hmm.
And simply because the latter is a School of Arts and Trade.
Mm-hmm. Walang dahilan.
Hindi. So the court cannot see why different degrees of vigilance should be exercised by the school authorities on the basis only on the nature of the respective schools. Yan.
Yeah.
There does not seem to be any plausible reason for relaxing that vigilance simply because the school is academic in nature and for increasing such vigilance where the school is non-academic.
Hmm.
Tama. So notably, the injury subject of liability is caused by the student and not by the school itself, nor is it a result of the operations of the school or its equipment. The injury contemplated may be caused by any student regardless of the school where he is registered. The teacher certainly should not be able to excuse himself by simply showing that he is teaching in an academic school, where on the other hand, the head would be held liable if the school were non-academic. Yun. So, anong depensa na yun? Shutdown.
Shutdown.
Sabi ng Supreme Court,
walang diferensya.
Walang diferensya. School of Arts and Trades, academic, law school, Ano pa ba? TESDA.
TESDA. Vocational, TIP.
Vocational.
Wala na.
Cooking school.
Mechanic school. Welding school.
Wala na. Cooking school. Ano, vocation. Pareho lang yan. Next, defense. Sabi nila, custody. Sinabi ng Supreme Court kanina. Hindi, pag custody.
Basta ng school hours.
School hours.
Including recess.
Yan. Okay. Tapos sabi ng Supreme Court, it is too tenuous to argue that the student comes under the discipline of the school only upon the start of classes, notwithstanding that before that day he is already registered and thus placed himself under its rules. Neither should such discipline be deemed ended upon the last day of classes, notwithstanding that there may still be certain requisites to be satisfied for completion of the course, such as submission of reports, term papers, clearances, and the like. During such periods, the student is still subject to the disciplinary authority of the school and cannot consider himself released altogether from observance by its rules. So, hindi porket nagsasubmit ka lang ng report, eh wala ka ng disiplina.
Subject ka pa rin sa rules na.
As long as it can be shown that the student is in the school premises in pursuance of a legitimate student objective, in the exercise of a legitimate student right, and even in the enjoyment of a legitimate student right, legitimate student privilege, the responsibility of the school authorities over the student continues, even if the student should be doing nothing more than relaxing in the campus, in the company of his classmates and friends, and enjoying the ambiance
and atmosphere
of the school. He is still within the custody and subject to the discipline of the school authorities under the provisions of Article 2180. Yun. So sabi ng Korte Suprema, kahit nagpapa-relax-relax ka na lang
kahit
dyan.
Kahit nag-chill lang kayo dyan.
Kahit kung ano-ano lang pinag... Naliligaw na lang kayo dyan, hindi ba pwede? You are still subject to the custody and the discipline of the school. Okay. So ngayon, ang tanong, liable ba? Sabi ngayon Supreme Court, at teka muna, wait a minute, sabi ng Justice Sagrado, in any event, it should be noted that the liability imposed by this article is supposed to fall directly on the teacher or the head of the School of Arts and Trades and not on the school itself. If at all, the school, whatever its nature, may be held to answer for acts of its teachers or even the head thereof under the general principle of respondeat superior. But then, ito importante po mga kaibigan, it may exculpate itself from liability by proof that it had exercised the diligence of a bonus pater familias.
Good ibig father sabihin, of a family.
Good father of a family. Ano ibig sabihin ng Attorney Ponzi?
Normally, as an employee ng school, yun nga, ang acts of the employees, negligent acts of its employees bind the school, the employer. However, may laban siya kung mapapakita niya na the school exercised diligence of a good father of a family in hiring, di ba? Hiring at supervising. Kung hindi naman siya nagkulang sa pag-hire, tama naman yung hire niya at tama naman pagkasusupervise niya, yung mga empleyado lang niya ang liable by itself. Yun, okay. Yun ang respondeat superior.
Ito pa, may isa pang sundot si Justice Isagadilus, isa pang dagdag sa punto na yan. Such defense, which is the defense of diligence of a good father of family, is of course also available to the teacher or the head of the School of Arts and Trades directly held it to answer for the tort committed by the student as long as the defendant can show that he had taken the necessary precautions to prevent the injury complained of, he can exonerate himself from the liability imposed by Article 2180.
Yun.
Which kasi, also states that.
Kasi may sundot ang 2180.
The responsibility treated off in this article shall cease when the persons herein mentioned proved that they observed all the diligence of a good father of a family
kung
to
hindi
prevent
sila
damages.
Nagkulang.
Yes.
Rin, at hindi sila naging pabaya na para maiwasan ang mga pangyayari.
So kung nag-ingat din sila,
Lusot sila.
Lusot sila. Pero may counter argument si ano, Justice Labrador.
Labrador
ba to?
Makalintal.
Makalintal, sorry. Justice Makalintal, the ever dissenter. Sabi niya, paano ngayon? Eh, maraming mahilig mag-rally mga bata. Mm-hmm.
Activism.
Yung mga aktivista, eh, sila-sila tandaan niyo po, this is a 70s case, no? Mm. Tapos, they're reviewing that old decision of Mercado and Exconde. So, in the Palisok case, no? The court is not, sabi ni ngayon ni Justice Sagani Cruz, the court is not unmindful of the apprehensions expressed by Justice Makalintal in his dissenting opinion in Palisok that the school may be unduly exposed to liability under this article in view of the increasing activism among the students that is likely to cause violence and resulting injuries in the school premises. That is a valid fear, to be sure. Nevertheless, it should be repeated that under the present ruling, it is not the school that will be held liable. Moreover, the defense of due diligence is available to it in case it is sought to be held answerable as principal by the acts or omission of its head or the teacher in its employ. The school can still show that it exercised proper measures in selecting the head or its teachers and the appropriate supervision over them in the custody and instruction of the pupils pursuant to its rules and regulations. Yan.
Yung sinabi ko kanina.
Yung sinabi ni Atty. Punsalan kanina. Okay. Yun. So ngayon, ano ang naging hatol? Liable ba ang San Jose Recoletos, the rector, the principal, the dean of boys, the teacher?
Hindi po eh.
Bakit?
Dahil, ato, na-prove, ne, yung una, sa school, di ba? Dahil, ato, teka.
The rector, the high school principal, and the dean of boys cannot be held liable because none of them was the teacher in charge.
Yun.
Each of them was supervising only a general authority
over the
student body and no direct control and influence over the student. Pagkatapos, eh, yung teacher. Wala. Sabi, liable ba yung teacher?
Hindi rin eh. There was no showing.
Wala siya dun eh.
Oo, wala siya dun.
Nagsasubmit lang yung bata eh. Wala siya dun.
Wala siya dun eh.
Wala naman siyang kasalanan. Wala nga siya dun eh.
Parang ano yan eh. Parang yung pag kasama mo yung driver mo, nagmamaneho ka at sinusupervise mo siya habang siya ay nagmamaneho. Nagiging liable employer.
Correct.
Pero kung pinagmaneho mo siya,
okay,
siya lang mag-isa, wala ka doon. At saka hindi ka naman nagkulang sa pag-hire sa kanya. Umingi ka ng NBI clearance, umingi ka ng lisensya, umingi ka ng ano, lusot ang amo.
Yes.
Yun ang nangyari dito.
In the absence of a teacher in charge, sabi ng Korte Suprema, the dean, it is probably the dean of boys who should be held liable, especially in view of the unrefuted evidence that he had earlier confiscated an unlicensed gun from one of the students and returned the same later to him without taking disciplinary action or reporting the matter to higher authorities. While this was clearly negligence on his part, for which deserves sanctions from the school, it does not necessarily link him to the shooting of Amador, as it has not been shown that the confiscated gun and the returned pistol was the same gun that killed the petitioner San Jose Amador. Hindi naman daw napakita na pareho yung baril.
Na yun yung baril mismo.
Yan. Yeah. Okay, so paano naman in-ending ni Attorney ni Justice Isagani Cruz yung kanyang decision? Attorney Ponce, last paragraph.
In sum. The court finds, under the facts as disclosed by the record and in the light of the principles herein announced, that none of the respondents is liable for the injury inflicted upon Pablito Damon on Alfredo Amadora that resulted in the latter's death at the auditorium of the Coleo San Jose Recoletos on April 13, 1972. While we deeply sympathize with the petitioners over the loss of their son under the tragic circumstance here related, we nevertheless are unable to extend them the material relief they seek as a balm to their grief under the law they have invoked. Wherefore, petition was denied without pronouncing as to cause. So ordered. Pero nung pag binabasa mo, parang gumugulong sa dila mo yung sinasabi niya.
We nevertheless are unable to extend them the material relief they seek.
As a balm.
As a balm to their grief.
Parang tiger balm.
Under the law they have invoked. Yan.
Yan.
Ang lyrical quality
kanya magsulat.
Ni Justice Sagani Cruz. No? Well, what is the future of our gun laws? Can't control. Of course, that's an issue in the United States. No? Sa atin, issue rin. Ayaw ng mga tao na nai-debate kasi sabi nila, kailangan natin ng protektahan ang sarili natin.
Ang diferensya lang naman natin sa Amerika. Sa Amerika, may constitutional amendment na sinasabi, they have the right to bear arms. Bakit? Eh, kinailangan nila yun noon, nung nilalabanan nila yung mga British, mga militia. Kaya, sa kanila, dahil sa kanilang historical experience, they have the right to bear arms. Sa atin, walang ganun. Sa atin, pribileyo ang magkaroon ng baril. Hindi karapatan. Kaya, yes. Medyo iba sa atin.
Yes, pero in spite of our laws controlling guns, ito mo naman tong kaso na to. And this is not the last case of a kid shooting a classmate, no? In fact, meron tayong isang kaso, yung tatay pa yata nanutok sa bata.
Ah, nun sa, oh, ano ko yun? Sa isang, yeah. Medyo recent yun.
Medyo recent, no? At the very least, there should be, guns should be banned from schools. No? Dapat maging, alam ko, banned naman sa lahat, lalo ngayon, election time. Nobody could, nobody can bring guns unless they are in uniform.
Ang alam
and
ko
on
sa
duty.
Ewan ko, wala kasi akong PTC4 eh. Wala akong PTC4. Ang alam ko talaga, nakalagay doon, bawal dali ng baril sa public place.
Correct.
Including schools. Yung permit mo does not extend to a public place like a mall, movie house. Yan, yung lalo na sa schools. Public buildings, hindi yan. Alam ko ah, pero baka pwede tayong tulungan ni Attorney Vehemente dito. Maraming PTC for yun.
Ako,
nakalagay sa likod yun eh.
I haven't found any occasion to bring a gun to any public place. Sana wag na lang. No? And I don't believe people should have guns in a public place.
Oo naman. Di ba? Ako, nagdala ng baril, papuntang firing range.
Especially yung mga bata. Isip mo to, 15 years old, 17 years old. Why are they... Why do they have access to guns?
1970s
ba
yan? 1970s, very loose, maraming loose firearms noon.
Oo nga, naalala ko yun.
Kahit alam ko, ano ang mga tao noon, pag walang baril noon, parang walang cellphone eh, ngayon. Yun ang equivalent noon dati.
Usin baril, no?
Yun ang equivalent ng cellphone dati, lahat ng tao doon may sokbit na baril. Kahit loose ah.
Pero okay ng cellphone, wag ng baril.
Oo. Patayin mo na lang ng cancer ng cellphone mo.
Hindi.
Diba?
So yun, hindi natin alam. No? Ako sa debate na yan talaga, I think we should have very stricter, very rigid control of guns.
Pero si, alam ko, si ating kaibigan na Attorney Vener Ibarra, medyo hindi ko alam, may opinion siya dyan. Alam ko, thesis niya yan. Eh.
Like, sinasabi ng iba, if you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns.
Yun.
Pero I don't say that. Medyo ano ako dyan. We should outlaw guns in certain areas.
No.
Yung alam mo, pag nandun ka sa lugar na yun, walang may baril.
Walang may baril.
Diba?
Oo.
Halimbawa, sa jeep, sa sasakyan, sa kalye,
hindi dapat mayroon.
Dapat walang baril yung mga driver. Kasi kapag nagkainitan, nagkadikdikan,
magbarila.
Ang dami naging kasong ganyan. No?
Oh, Rolito Gun lang.
Oh, yung road rage lang. Na nasira na yung buhay.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be prevented if we do not allow people to have guns in their cars.
Correct.
Okay. That is our tribute to Justice Isagani Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Farewell, sir.
Happy trails.
Life well lived.
Buhay ang iyong alaala sa iyong mga desisyon.
And we will forever cherish your years in the Supreme Court by continuing to read the beautiful passages that you have given us in your books and in your columns and in your decisions. Thank you.
Paalam
Thank
po.
You very much, sir.
Yan. Salamat.
Okay.
Pang ayan. Pang Semana Santa talaga yung ating ano.
Ang nagwagi. Ano bang sagot, Atty. Ponzi?
Ano siya? He ranked a disappointing, according to him, a disappointing 8th.
8th place.
Okay.
8th place. Disappointing 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And our winner is Mr. Bob Reyes.
Yeah.
Texter number 2. Thank you, Mr. Bob Reyes.
Yung Bob niya, yung B niya, parang 8 yun eh.
Haven't seen you, haven't heard from you in a long time. Thank you for listening to us. Mga sumagot din ay si Philip ko. Ba't ang sagot ni Philip ko ay cum laude? Mali po eh.
Sa bar po yung pinag-uusapan namin. Hindi
si Alito Araneta, tama rin ang sagot niya. Pero ang panalo po ngayong gabi ay si Bob Reyes. Si Pastor Roger De Lara, ang sagot niya ay 8th place. Tama po yan. Pero ang panalo po ngayon ay si Bob Reyes.
Ayan.
Yes.
Okay.
Na parang napaka-sober natin. Tayo nagsasaya ngayon.
Uh-huh.
Hindi, Holy Week.
Oo nga. No. Uh-huh. Tsaka ako, paubos ang aking boses.
Oo.
Kaya hindi ako masyadong nagtititili dito sa sa aking kinatatayuan. Ay, kinauupuan pala, sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, so, farewell to, again, to Justice Sagani Cruz. Sabi nga nila, it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. And I hope you will rest in peace. Thank you po.
Salamat po, sir.
Okay.
Tayo po ay magnilay-nilay ngayong Semana Santa. Isipin naman ho natin kung bakit ho may Semana Santa. Hindi po lang ito okasyon para mag-Semana Santa. Sige po. Magandang gabi ho sa inyong lahat. Miss Ben!
Okay. Maraming salamat kay Attorney Marvin Aceron at kay Attorney Noel Punzalan. At syempre gusto rin natin magpasalamat sa ating technical side. Kasama natin si Naroli Bumatayo at si Orly Lopez. Maraming salamat po. Ito po si Ben Lones. Magandang gabi sa kanilang lahat.
Broadcasting Service, Radyo ng Bayan 738 sa Mega Manila.
One Philippines, one Air.